This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan. Hour number one, we ended when I was talking about how I spilled Dexron 3 automatic transmission fluid on the floor of the shop. And so what do you do when you clean it up? Well, here's what you can do. If you've got some cat litter, you can sprinkle that on. It absorbs oil really well. So if you have oil spills on the garage floor, it's a great way to go. When I cut wood, I save the sawdust. I sweep it up and put it in a bucket, one of those 5-gallon buckets, and I put a lid on it. The reason I put a lid on it is if I don't put a lid on it, the cats will jump in there and pee in there. So, if I need wood filler, I can add some Elmer's glue or wood glue to the sawdust, and now I have some wood filler. So I try to reuse everything, but sawdust will absorb oil, and then you can throw it in the fire. That's what I do. We heat with wood. So in the outdoor wood furnace it goes. So I just wanted to share that. John, where would you like to start for hour number two?
Well, let's finish up the last link from hour one, minding the mines.
Okay.
I've talked about salt before. It's a critical need for living, and of course in today's society we get too much of it, but once the supply chain is gone, salt stands a very good chance of being worth its weight in gold again. And I've also commented about how if you don't have a ton of salt, that you're not really a prepper, and that ton is only enough to take care of 10 head of cattle for 10 years, and that's not even the human needs for you and doing things like preserving meats. So it's something you need to have stored up. And then after those 10 years, you have to think about where are you going to get your salt from? And there's a good chance the supply chain won't even be back in 10 years. Now, if you live near an ocean, you can always take ocean water and evaporate it and then have salt available. However, I'm not sure 10 years is going to be enough time for the oceans to cleanse themselves to where you'd really want to eat what you would extract from there. So I was looking and I found this site and the links there. It's findthedata.com, and this page specifically covers salt mines. And in the United States, there are only 15 active salt mines. And if you look through the states, Louisiana, Texas, New York, Ohio, Utah, Kansas, Michigan, and Nevada. And of these 15 mines, only the one in Nevada is a surface mine. Now, that's has positives and negatives. Of course, it's open to contamination from things like geoengineering and Fukushima, but it also makes it easily accessible. Of course, if you're living on the eastern or middle part of the United States, that's quite a trip to get out there, especially if you no longer have gasoline-powered vehicles and interstate highways to do so. And the rest of these mines are underground mines. Four of them employ over 200 people. The rest employ anywhere from a few dozen to in the low hundreds, below 100, really. And that kind of speaks to the technology that's being used in mining now. It's not like the old days in mining. They're using machinery and explosives, and they have the machinery to move the product. So they can do this type of mining work with a lot less people than they could in the past. So you have challenges, you know, what does it take to get into the underground mine? How available is the salt in the mine? What kind of tools would you be able to have to extract the salt? And then you're going to want to be able to break that up and grind it down for your use. Of course, you can take blocks out for the animals to have a salt lick. It's just part of the consideration in your preparedness plans. Where are you going to get salt once your salt runs out?
Very good question, John. And, you know, at your mentioning this well over a year ago, we decided that we would keep a ton, literally 2,000 pounds of salt or more, on hand at the farm. And what I do is I buy it when it's on sale, and I can get a 50-pound block for about $5, $4.99 with trace minerals in it, and that's what we feed our cows. So we're a little less than a ton right now in stock right here at the farm, and we're going to get some more, but you know, I do wait for it to go on sale. And you're talking about the supply chain. I wanted to get recently. I wanted to buy a couple shock absorbers for the front of a YJ Jeep. Now, that'd be a Jeep Wrangler, and the YJ model was built 1987 through 1995. They made about 500,000 of these Jeeps, all the same, from 1987 to 1995. And all I wanted to do was buy two front shock absorbers, a common part. And I couldn't find them over the weekend. You know, I made some calls. They weren't available. So, you know, you can order them. You can have them at their convenience. But in terms of getting them at your convenience, no. And that's a common, I mean, there 500,000 of these Jeeps were made, of this specific type Jeep. And I'm sure the shock absorbers were used in other vehicles as well. And what I'm saying is we are seeing supply chain cracks, no question about it. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. So I'm here to put another exclamation point on what you just said.
And I haven't really explored it, but this site has information for a lot of different mines. So say you want to find out where the nearest silver mine is, you could search for that. You can search for coal. You can search for a large number of things that you may want in the future. Now, the question is how are you going to get there, extracted, and transported? But it helps to know where to look first.
I just clicked on silver mines, and there's Hecla and Rochester and Lucky Friday and Galena, and this whole, you're absolutely right, Diamond Creek. So, great site. It's findthedata.com, and it's available right at John Reagan's website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, on the news tab.
Okay, moving on to hour number two. First link, Germany is dead. And this comes from Breitbart. Germany, nearly 40% of the under 5-year-olds are now of migrant backgrounds. If Europe does not, in the near future, wake up and do things that is totally opposite to their socialist background, Europe, as we knew it, is going to cease to exist. And it's kind of the opposite of war, where things take place rather quickly with force. This is where things are done slowly with population. We face a similar problem here in the United States, not just with illegal immigrants, but with what the government is allowing in legally. The makeup of the United States is such that in another few decades, it's going to be unrecognizable to those of us that remember the 20th century version of the United States. And it's not about, you know, skin color. It's about the culture. And it's the American culture is on the ropes right now. And if that is destroyed, then who in the world would step up and stand up for freedom?
I remember spending time at my grandparents' houses when I was growing up in the 1950s. And my grandparents came from Italy. And they learned English, and they spoke English at home. English. They said, this is America. We are Americans. And we're going to speak English. That's what we do. So that era, people who came to this country didn't try to change the country. They tried it to be part of the country. And you had little Germany, you had little Ireland, you had Chinatown. You had little Italy and lots of cities. And most of these groups from other countries who came here tried to learn the language and speak the language. And so if I have to speak Italian, it's not going to happen. Now, I wish I did. But I wasn't exposed to that because in my family, we spoke English. And in my grandparents, they spoke English. And I just, it's outrageous that people coming here would expect us to change our ways because they're here. Who do they think they are? And if you look at how this can change, John, just look at what the colonists did to North America. The Indians were here, and they didn't destroy the land. We came here, and we paved it, and we polluted it, and we changed the landscape, and we built machines to do it faster. And we've got radioactive dumps. We've blown it up with radioactive bombs. Who do we think we are? We need to stop it. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively actually affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. John, where are we going next?
Well, next up is the electric car problem, and we ought to consider a couple of other links I have as well. One is at the bottom of hour two called Climate Change Calculation Error, and the other is at the bottom of the list under Bigger Picture 2035 Last Gasoline Car. And these all really come together to paint the picture. The electric car problem, and one that I don't even really talk about here, is first off, you got to have the electricity for the car. And while solar has improved somewhat, it's still on not the same level as what you can produce with coal, oil, and natural gas. So you get a car that doesn't pollute, but you're shifting that pollution to where the power generating plants are. But we're not getting more power generating plants. So the part of the question gets to be, where the heck is this electricity going to come from anyway? But the other side is, you have to have a place to store the electricity in the car, and that's done with lithium batteries. And it's to the point where you need the entire lithium annual supply to meet demand, and it gets even trickier than that, in that you'll see things talk about, at current usage, we have a 350-year supply. Well, again, that's current usage. When you try to add virtually, or actually by 2035, 100% electric cars, you're not using the same amount as today. You're using a whole larger amount, which says, okay, we don't really have a 350-year supply. But to really hit the absurdometer, you know, the leftists of the world, and that includes our Marxist Pope, is on this climate change kick where they want to control your lives and not allow you to use any carbon-based fuel. Well, it turns out that the formulas they used in their model were borrowed from electronics, and that this feedback mathematics that was in there doesn't really lend itself to be used with the climate. So all these predictions are wrong, and they like to call those that don't like their agenda science deniers, but these math deniers, you know, are they going to admit that these models are wrong and that just correcting the math in it will achieve all the goals that they want to do with their severe restrictions on our lives? I kind of doubt that's going to happen, but perhaps if we can get this information out about how the math was wrong, perhaps the peasants will get upset enough to force their governments to, you know, start making little sense for a change. Vincent?
When I was studying at the university back in the 70s, I was very interested in electricity. And I learned back then that about half of the energy in what we use to create electricity is lost in the generation of electricity and the transmission of electricity. So if we think that these devices that use electricity are clean and aren't polluting, that's absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Anyone who lives near a power generation plant that uses coal can see the smokestacks are spewing out pollution. You can see the amount of pollution coming out of those gas turbine systems as well. And you can see the heat coming out of the cooling towers of the nuclear power generation systems. So there's a lot of waste in power generation and transmission. And half of it is wasted or lost in the generation and transmission of electricity. So these electric cars are not pollution free. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, a gasoline powered car wastes about the same amount as the electrical power generation and delivery system. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, just as a quick aside, you know, I've been seeing pictures of Hillary Clinton. in the news for months and months. And I got to tell you that there are pictures of her, images of her, where she's got lots of wrinkles, lots of makeup, fewer wrinkles, bags under her eyes, no bags under her eyes. It's like you don't see very many images that are consistent of her. She looks old. She looks okay in different images. It's quite deceptive what we're seeing. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, and the use of body doubles is nothing new. It's just Hillary is having to take it to a new level because her health is so bad.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing the results of the debate, aren't you?
Yeah, be interesting if they could run some strobe lights while the debate's going on.
What do you think would happen?
Well, if she's got some of the neurological problems that I believe she has, it could get quite interesting.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Well, it's not about ownership, but control. This is a lesson I learned in the financial world, but it also applies in the physical. And Hewlett-Packard just made it impossible to use third-party ink in its printers. So if you're going to buy a Hewlett-Packard printer, they've now made it to where your ability to use third-party ink cartridges, it just can't be done. You might think you own it, but you don't control it. And that kind of ties in with the Internet of Things as well. You know, when you buy that light bulb, you don't control that light bulb. When you buy that appliance, whether it's a washer or refrigerator, you don't control it. You don't control your thermostat. It's all done for you because, you just don't know how to take care of things properly, and we have to consider things like climate change and national security, and you might be a terrorist, so we're going to use all these devices to spy on you.
You know, John, some people new to this broadcast may be thinking that you're kidding about what Hewlett-Packard has just done. Literally, since 2015, I believe they started manufacturing computer printers that require you to buy ink from them. And if it's a slightly older model and you update the software, you download the update and then apply it, then your computer that used to be able to use third-party ink cartridges will no longer be able to do that. Isn't that right?
Yeah, wonderful, isn't it? You can buy those expensive ink cartridges for as long as you use that printer.
You know, John, back in the 1960s, I believe it was in the 1960s, it might have been in the 70s, but I think it was the 60s, some of the automotive manufacturers would say, if you did not use their oil filter when you changed the oil in your vehicle, and if you did not change your oil at the frequency that they recommended, the interval they recommended, you would void your warranty on that new car. Well, I can understand voiding the warranty by not maintaining the car. I can, but what they were saying is you had to use if it was a Ford, you had to use a Ford brand oil filter. You couldn't use another one like Fram. You couldn't use a Fram or a Purelator or a Hastings or some other brand oil filter in your Ford. But that was stopped. The government stepped in, as I remember, and stopped that and said, no, you can't do that. You can't have restraint of trade. You can't prevent people from using alternative filters in your car. But here we've got the manufacturer, Hewlett-Packard, saying, maybe not even saying, just doing. Just making sure that you cannot use any brand, Office Depot or something like that, or third-party ink cartridge. It's an outrage. So what do you do in that case? You stop buying Hewlett-Packard products. That's what you do. At least that's what I would do. And what do? I use a Samsung printer. And it's an old one. Why is it? Why do I use that one? Because the cost of printing a laser page is about 1 cent for the toner, and 1 cent for the piece of paper. So about 2 cents per page. But I have a bottle of toner. Actually, I have several bottles of toner. And what I do is I refill them. I refill the toner cartridges with black toner powder. I wear a respirator, and I very carefully refill them. And I get, 10,000 images out of a toner cartridge. Maybe 15, maybe 20,000. And what does it cost to refill them? Maybe 20,000 copies would cost me $15 extra. So that's what I do, John. I'm not going to succumb to Hewlett-Packard. I'm not going to do it. It's an outrage.
I guess that makes you an economic terrorist.
Well, I guess I am. I got a call from a guy who I really respect. He said, Vinny, you don't have a cell phone. You know, that's a problem. Like, yeah, I know. But I've been able to travel without it, and, you know, I'm able to do that. So I'm making a stand. I'm literally making a stand. And I've been getting along just fine without the constant barrage of Vinny being on tap 24-7 when someone feels like contacting me. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen anymore. It's great. It's wonderful. I've got my life back. And I can't wait to go to my high school reunion and see how many people don't have cell phones. I'll bet you I'm the only one. And I'm resisting technology. But I saw a guy do something really interesting. He wanted to create a bill of sale. And he just, from his phone, he clicked on his phone, downloaded a bill of sale, printed it on the printer in his house, ran in his house, picked out a copy of it, filled it out, took a picture of the bill of sale that he just printed that was signed with his smartphone, and created a PDF file from it, and then emailed it. Pretty cool. However, I can still get around that the hard way. It just takes a little bit longer. But man, oh man, I have a feeling that people are going to be trapped with this technology, and they're going to know how to push buttons, but they're not going to know how to do the rest of it. They won't know how. Well, how will they create a bill of sale without having it already printed for them? I said, well, it's easy. We'll just write it by hand. We can write a bill of sale by hand. That's what I normally do. Buyer, seller, date, sign it. It's done. Back to you, John.
Are you ready for router spy?
Yeah, I am. And it's another outrage.
MIT is at it again. They've developed an emotionally intelligent system that uses radio waves to measure your emotion. It's being included in wireless routers, Internet of Things devices for the smart home. So you walk into a government building, they'll determine what your emotional level is. Or just sitting in your home, they'll determine what your emotional level is. And if you're too hyper, well, maybe you'll get a visit from the government to make sure that you're not a threat to national security.
So when you say this, who in a government, who visiting, that's not even the right word, who forced to go to a government building? Because I don't go there unless they've got a gun to my head, right? I don't go there. Who goes to a government building? That would be court. That would be to pay some license fee. That would be to pay your taxes. That would be to do something they demand of you when they demand you show up. Go get your license renewed, your tags renewed. Who wants to go to a government building? Who is not unhappy being in a government building? Especially when you're greeted by people who are unhappy that you're in their line. It's like, what are you doing in my line? You know, I want to go take another coffee break, and you're in my line. Gosh, they hate it when we go to see them. And we hate going there. So why do they need this technology there? They know everybody hates it. Were you trying to hit my buttons today?
that's the problem of putting things by hour. They're not in the appropriate category, like button pushers.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, I remember years ago when I lived on the East Coast, going to DMV, Division of Motor Vehicles, for, you know, paperwork. And I was always in the wrong line. And I'd wait and wait and wait and wait. And finally, it'd be my turn for them to tell me, you're in the wrong line. Gosh. And, you know, if they had better signs, if they were capable and put better signs up so we knew where we should go, it'd be great for everybody. But no, they don't do that. John, I remember going through a DMV inspection station where you get out of the car, and then they take your car for a 50-foot test drive. They race the engine, peel out, slam on the brakes, and test your brakes. And I remember that this guy stepped on my brakes of my imported little car so hard he bent the brake pedal. So what did I do? I looked at it. You know, I got in my car. It was my turn to take it, you know, off the inspection lane. This was an indoor shop. There was like a tunnel. You drive in one end and you drive out the other. I got in my car, I saw my brake pedal was bent because he hit it so hard that I just got out of my car, locked the doors, and went into the office. I held up everybody. I shut down half of the inspection station. I left my car right there. Told a supervisor, met with me, and explained to me why that had to happen. I wanted that guy fired. They don't need to abuse our vehicles. Who do they think they are? Okay. I'm not going to say another word, John, or I'm going to try not to. So when we come back, will you take us will you take us back from the break? I'm going to do my best. I'm going to hit the mute button starting right now. Please take us back from the break.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day. God,
you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Moving down the list, let's go ahead and discuss CRISPR. This is something we've talked about a number of times. It's very disturbing technology that allows the modification of the genes in your body, and not just you, but any children you have after that point. And this is a pretty good article describing gene drives and the technology, so it's well beyond what we can discuss in the time we have left. And about a third of the way down the webpage, there's a paragraph that starts just 3 years after CRISPR's unveiling and closer to the end of that paragraph, there's a quote. Anyone with some genetics knowledge and a few hundred dollars can do it. This technology is scary. It's out there. It's not very expensive. It's probably going to get cheaper. And doesn't take too many terrorists out there gaining some university knowledge of genetics and might be able to self-study and create a weapon that you might not even know you've been hit with. Really disturbing technology. Unfortunately, it's here now and being used. And I know a lot of you don't have internet available, but for those that do, there's a link that I've called Be Aware, and it talks about, are you easy prey for pickpockets. And this has some videos embedded in there that show different ways that you can be distracted and lose some of your possessions. And I would suspect as we get deeper into tougher economic times, we'll find more people willing to take what's not theirs. And it's kind of interesting. I experienced some pickpockets in Paris. I was stationed in Germany from 82 to 85 and took a trip with a group over to Paris, and the bus stopped at the Louvre. We got off, and there was this group, and they had these young girls with poster boards, and they'd use the poster board to try and distract you to pick your pocket. And they were so upset when you didn't let them pick your pocket. they just expected you to let them have what's yours. Vincent, do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, it reminds me of a broadcast. There's this great broadcaster, Bob Grant, out of New York City. And he was interviewing this guy who was teaching people how to beg, and his name was Omar. And Omar had a school for beggars, and it was Omar's School for Beggars. And he was teaching young girls to do something very similar. And this is probably a couple decades ago, where he was teaching them, well, you know, you sit at the train station or the bus station, and you put your head down, and you know, and someone will say, are you okay? Well, you know, my grandmother just died, and I need to go to the funeral. Like, I don't have any money. It's in Boston. I don't know what to do. And so it teaches them how to prey on kind people and how to use other people's kindness to steal money from them where they're willing to give it to you. So Omar had a school literally for beggars to teach young people, actually anyone who was willing to listen, but it worked best, I guess, with young girls sitting at the bus and train station, how to act like victims and how to look forlorn and to get people to give them money. And so as a result of that, when I see people with signs saying, you know, lost my job, need to feed my children, I'm skeptical of that. I mean, I don't know what to think. So a really good point, John. And people will steal from you, including those running for office. They'll probably, actually, they steal the most from us. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us and giving me a chance to calm down. Yeah. Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. He's here every Monday. John, thanks so much, and have a wonderful show this weekend. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
In these
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.